This is the Daily Goss with Alan Dodger.
I have come to the decision that I hate moving boxes. I'm sorry, it is official. I am no longer ever going to do it. I'm going to hire white men and vans. Not just one man, obviously men, because I've so many boxes. I spent the whole of Saturday moving boxes for my brother with my parents, bless them. They're far too old to be moving boxes. Anyway, I discovered late on Friday that they were being brought down to help him move. So I said, don't be silly, I'll come over and do it. And then spent the whole of Saturday in the rain, I hasten to add, in the rain, moving boxes from Barnes to blooming Luckup in Fulham. I mean, of all the places you've got to go to move them, is Fulham. And my God, the prices of these storage places. I used to have one down in Crawley. And, as you know, it was costing me like something like £15 or something a week for quite a big space. I think my space was about 100 square feet. This one here, this one that he was moving stuff to, was costing him almost £50 a week. And it was smaller. Now, I never thought that the prices would be affected for storage places in somewhere like Fulham. But my goodness. My goodness, it was very much affected. Hello, hello. Sorry, get my moan out of the way. I hope you're very well. It's Monday, it's the 15th of December. Oh, 10 days to go. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Very much looking forward to it. And did you watch Saturday Night TV, X Factor? Oh, what a good show that was. I mean, we do whinge, we do moan about it, but, you know, it's very good TV. It's very, very good on Saturday. What a great show. And well done to Alexandra. She totally deserved it. Although I did think it was touch and go with JLS. I have to say, I really did like JLS. And can I be controversial for a second? I really actually liked JLS's performance and version of Hallelujah over Alexandra's. I think it's because I'm a fan of the original. And if you hear the original and the way it should be, you don't need it being belted out. You need to bring it down a level. And JLS, you know, although they kind of belted it out towards the end, they brought it up more gradually than Alexandra did. But it was a superb, superb night. Owen, I must give him credit, was very professional. And when I was watching the Extra Factor, ITV2, I have to say he was very good. When Holly went up to him and said, you know, I'm so sorry. And he went, what are you sorry for? Well, you know, for getting voted up. And he said, don't be silly, I've had a time of my life. And I thought that was fantastic, great. Of course, there's all these pictures of him out at the moment in all the press of him apparently snogging Diana. Oh, let them be, let them be. I can see Diana doing quite well. And in fact, I found out a friend of mine is doing a gig with her and Ruth over Christmas. So I'll keep an eye out for that. But, she'll be fine. I'm sure Owen will probably get something. I'm sure he's bound to get something. Somebody's going to sign him up somewhere. Whether it's with Psycho, because, of course, I don't know if you heard in all the news, and I think we did talk about it a little bit last week. Simon Cowell has come out and actually said, because of the credit crunch, there may not be contracts available for all the runner-ups. Well, there shouldn't really be a contract for any of the runner-ups, should there, really? There's no real point for the contest. I mean, look, you know, Gareth Gates came out with something. You've got Same Difference and Ridian from last year. You know, it doesn't matter if you win or not. You actually still get a gig. So there you go. A little bit of my opinion on that one. Anyway, listen, if you have just come to this podcast from one of the podcasting directories, and we know thousands of you are downloading it, thank you so much. You can actually go and have a look at the website at www.thedailygoss.com. Go and check it out, where we've got some of the great stories of the day. A couple of stories for you for today on this Monday morning. And by the way, for those of you who are looking out for the Soap podcast, we're going to try and get it up today. There's a bit of a delay because poor Susan is trapped in Scotland. The weather up there has gone manic and trees have been coming down left, right and centre. And so she's kind of stuck. She's trying desperately to get to the airport and get down to us. And hopefully she will have the Soap podcast on later today. If not, I apologise. I would do it myself, except I don't really watch the soaps because I find them a bit boring and tedious. But I know thousands of you don't. You all love them. So hopefully we'll have that up for you later. Okay, some of the news today. If you are a fan of Topshop, okay, you're going to love this story. If you're not, then you're probably going to hate this story. Because Cheryl Cole may be having a clothes range in the Topshop. Now, this is a rumour, as all these stories are. And this is all because Kate Moss came and visited X Factor. And when she came down to the show, she and Cheryl started talking. And apparently Cheryl sort of said, oh, I'd love to have a little clothing range. And Kate went, well, you know, you should. So apparently Kate has zoomed off to the bosses, that be, obviously one in particular, and to say, look, you know, why don't we give Cheryl a go? Now, this would be superb for the marketing point of view from Topshop. And I'm sure you'll find that Cheryl Cole's clothes would probably be a lot more popular than Kate Moss's. In actual fact, I think Cheryl will actually do some marketing for it as well, rather than appearing in the shop window for 12 seconds like Kate did. Yeah, I think she'll actually, you know, band herself around, because she's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a media bod. Likes to get out, likes to be seen. Actually, did you see the Girls Aloud party in between the main X Factor show and the results show? Performance is fantastic. I love the songs that Girls Aloud did. The little sketch acts in between, blubbing appalling. I mean, they were rubbish. And such canned laughter all the way through. Now, if that was real laughter, I'm sorry. People were obviously being forced, you know, like electric cow prods up the rear end. Laugh, laugh! But no, you know, give them credit where credit's due. The songs and performances were great, just not the little sketches in between. A pile of poo. And we want to pay our tributes, of course, to Kathy Staff. For those of you who don't know who she is, she played Nora Batty in Lost of Summer Wine. Now, this is incredible. She was in 243 episodes, appearing from 1973 to 2008. I mean, that's just amazing. She had a good innings. She was 80 years old, and our thoughts are with her family, but bless her. It's such so sad when somebody's that well-known and that talented sort of departs. Well, it's sad when anybody departs, but particularly somebody in the media light like her. Now, Simon Cowell, going back to X Factor, because there's quite a few X Factor stories today, apparently may quit X Factor. This is all because, it's kind of his show anyway, but he's contracted to ITV. Now, he in particular is contracted for one more show. And he's saying that, you know, after that, I think I might call it a day. Because he's got that. He's got American Idol. He's also got Britain's Got Talent. I mean, he's just, you know, just whoring himself out to all the TV shows, really, isn't he? But you know, does this mean this is the end of X Factor? Because in my opinion, Simon is what makes X Factor X Factor. It's because of his presence there that everybody wants to watch it. People turn up and they want to hear his opinion. When they actually do their audition piece, you can always see them. You know, Simon's the last one to give his opinion. And they're almost like, you know, oh, Louis, yeah, come on, Louis, just give me, okay, fine. Yeah, Danny, yeah, fine. Cheryl, oh, actually, you know, it might be interesting, you, Cheryl. Yeah, okay, it's all down to Simon. It doesn't matter if all the rest of them say you're rubbish. If Simon says you're good, they'll get really excited. So it doesn't really matter about any of the other people. In fact, you know, apparently Simon's even hinted that Danny may call it a day as well. I don't know why. She's actually starting to grow on me. I've had a bad experience with Danny in the past, and that's what put me off her. I've mentioned it many, many times in previous podcasts. If you want to try and look it up, see if you can. I'm not going to go over it again. But I had a bad experience with her. And like any bad experience with people, it kind of, you know, changes your opinion about them. But this series has actually made me start to grow and like her a little bit. I'm not going to go too far, but a little bit. I'm starting to warm to her. So I don't think she should leave. I mean, she won it last year, didn't she? She won it last year. So why should she go now just because she hasn't won this year? And Cheryl's done very well. Cheryl really came in there. Do we think it's because of Cheryl? No, not really. But at least she picked the right sort of acts to go through, which is great. But so Simon may call it a year, may call it a day after next series. So he's got another series with him, which he's contracted to do. Oh, listen. That'll be the 11:32. For those of you wondering what that noise is, by the way, it's because we're in the depths and bowels underneath Waterloo East Station, coming to you live every weekday. If you want to get in touch, you can email me. My name's Alan. That would be me, Allan, at thedailygoss.com. All one word, thedailygoss.com. It's marvellous, fantastic, superb. A couple of more stories to finish off this podcast for you. I just mentioned about Owen, and of course, the photos of him and Diana finally kissing. Well, apparently his family are now whinging and moaning. They're saying that it was dodgy phone lines that cost him the win. No, I'm pretty sure it probably wasn't. They're saying the reason was because the mobile phone lines were just jammed. And that would be because everybody was voting for everybody else. That would be the reason. Not because they were trying to get vote through to vote for Owen. Don't be sore losers. Come on. Something's going to happen with him. You know what? He actually said in an interview the other day that he would really like to do something on stage. You know, be it a musical or something like that. And that's kind of what he's right for. It's like Ray Quinn. If you see Ray Quinn, he's more of a full-round entertainer. I got invited to go and see Ray in Greece, actually, about 2 months ago now. We went to see him. And that's what he's made for. Made for, built. That's how he was designed, genetics, you know. But that's what he's there to do, entertain crowds. Not so much as a singer, but as an all-round performer. I mean, he was doing his trademark little spin and everything like that, and his winks to the crowd and everything. A little bit over the top, but then it was Grease. But he did very well. The dodgiest American accent you've ever heard, but it kind of worked. It was kind of funny. He was great, and people really appreciated him being in the show. And I can see Owen doing something like that. So, High School Musical, you can see it happening now. I can't see him playing the lead, though. He's very munchkin-y. You know, very strange features. Not really what I would call a lead person. And if anybody saw the Harry Hill 2 weeks ago impression of him with his vote for me face, if you haven't seen it, look it up. I'm sure it must be on YouTube somewhere. In fact, if we can find it, I'll stick it up there because I think it's the funniest thing ever. It's just a classic moment from Harry Hill's show, which, what's this show called? TV Burp. You've got to be watching it. It's absolutely superb. So look that up. And as I say, if we can find it, I will try and put it up online for you. Final story for today. Alexandra Burke, congratulations on winning. But she has been told by Cheryl Cole to stay away from men. Keep away from them. Don't touch them. Basically, what Cheryl's doing is saying, listen, congratulations on winning. Now you've got to concentrate on your career. You've got to knuckle down. You've got to get on with it. You've got to think music, career. Because, I mean, she's going to be worked. Her ass is going to be worked off so much over the next 12 months. Because she's going to be, I mean, this morning, she was on GMTV. I'm sure she's on all the other TV shows and news networks. And probably every radio station you listen to, you'll hear something with her on. And that's the job she's now got. She has now got to do all this. So she's got to knuckle down and get on with it. The song, I mean, I predict it's going to go to number one. I mean, let's be honest, it's one of my favourite songs of all time. It's superb. And it's just such a lovely song. It's one of these songs you can just play at Christmas. You can play all year round. It's just a beautiful song. So we wish her the best of luck for that. But basically, Cheryl's saying, stay away from men, concentrate on your career. And that would be basically for anybody entering any sort of new industry, particularly in the media limelight. Stay away from other halves. Concentrate on career. Once you get your career up to speed, then you can start looking at relationships. Owen and Diana, take note. I'm Alan Dodgen. You've been listening to thedailygoss.com. Sorry, that just tickled me a little bit. If you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. We get quite a few emails every day now, and I do appreciate it. If there's any particular stories you'd like us to report on, or is any particular celebrities you'd like us to go and interview, we've actually got an interview with Craig Davey that we did a little while back, coming straight up later. I think it's either today or tomorrow we're putting that up. Then do get in touch. As I said, it's Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at thedailygoss.com. Now, also, a couple of emails came in over the weekend asking me to tell you what the dating sites are properly, because apparently I said it and people are keep on rewinding and can't find it. It's not a .com, it's a .co.uk for all these, okay? These are all for over 18s, by the way, so if you're under 18, tough, alright? You're just going to have to go to a youth club and try and pick up somebody there. I'm sorry, that's it. Okay, if you're looking for a bit of love and romance, you can go to dating hotline, that's all one word, .co.uk. If you're over 50 and looking for a companion, a bit of romance, go to single folk, again, all one word, .co.uk. And if you're looking for fun, a bit of flirtation, go to comeflirtwithme.co.uk. That's comeflirtwithme.co.uk. Have a great day. You've been listening to Alan Dodgen on thedailygoss.com. Take care, we'll see you tomorrow.